Nemdalad Amar Aleph. Hebi lofan of Meliach. Rashi says any salty thing, any salty food, betchila, in the beginning. I saw brought down beginning, meaning to say that if it's only because you brought it in the beginning, that in the eating it together with the pas, then mavarch. Let's see the Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says. Pas imoy, and you have bread with it. Mavarach al maliach, you make a bracha on the maliach. Upoiter sapas, the pat is the pas. Tosa speaks out, even though we already mentioned the concept of ikr v'tofel, something is ikr and something is tofel, you make a bracha on the ikr and not on the tofel. But here the chiddush is that pas kublai b'tofel to something else. Normally pas is the thing that patters everything else, and is the main thing. And here it's the secondary thing. The chiddush of the mission is that. If you bring the pas because you don't want that salty item to be too salty, you want to neutralize the salty item that it shouldn't be salty for you, and bring it with pas, and is that something that comes in like with a herring, with a cracker? There's nothing to do. That's just stomach geschmack. The cracker is not to take away the saltiness. It's just a way that vehicle to eat it, to hold it.
Right. Well, it depends on some people might
exactly.
Want
it. Exactly, it all depends how you the crack, how much you like herring, how much the herring is
separate. Some people have onions and
exactly.
how do we pass it?
No, if it's something salty that you could. That's true. Correct. But an idea of what something really salty could be, and something I get the halt of the schmaltzing is very salty. You want to crack it, or something eats herring separately, and you're only eating it because it's a salty type. So you're eating the cracker, then technically you would be potter to make a bracha on the mezonos or on the pas, even if it's just there to as a tafel to the salty item that shouldn't be too salty for you.
It's a very good question.
Yeah. So mevarach amaliyach upoiter sapas shapas tefelo because the pas is a tafel. The secondary says zeklal kol shu ikir. Whatever is ikir, imay tefela mavarach al ikir, make a bracha on the ikir, upoiter es a tefela, and you pater the tofel. I think it's also something that it has to be together or something. You can't eat the tofel, even though normally it doesn't have to be specifically 100% at the same time, but it can be much later, and then soymich lamafreya that.
Right, meaning pas paters everything, even if it's not eaten right away.
Correct.
It won't work that way over here.
This the opposite way, right? It won't work that you, because there you're making a bracha on the pas, eating the pas right away.
And later you can, right.
Here, you're gonna what? Make a bracha.
But on a sardine, someone brings you a sardine, you make a bracha on the sardine, then the pas comes out.
Yeah, right. So what he's saying is that it's only gonna work if the pas is there already and it comes together.
I thought it's so.
So someone brings you a.
Oh, it means if you would first, sorry, if opposite. If you'd first eat the bread, even if the technically the bread is there as a tofel to the.
You still yet to make a mochi.
No, you won't make a mochi, but then you can't, you're going to have to make then a bracha. Right, then you can't, you're not allowed to eat the tofel without a bracha. In other words, what are you trying to do here?
I think the
Gemara
is
going to
go through
it, nor
is it not.
You can't eat the tofu without a brocha and then be soymich that the ikr later. In other words, you won't be able to eat the bread first, right? Without making a brocha on the bread to be soymich because the bread is only here because of the tofu, which is the salty thing. So that's what you can eat afterwards and it's a patrit lamafreya.
So if the bread comes first, you can do it.
Correct. Even though in essence the bread is a tofu to the ikr. Correct.
So the salt comes first and then the bread, what? The bread is. The bread's like a chaser or something. It's like it helps take away the salt.
Correct. So you don't have to make a bracha.
So someone brings you in a sardine and then along with a piece of pizza. You know, now this is not trying to soften.
No, they're not. And of course, you make separate brachas if it's there. Yeah, usually, yeah. Typically, you eat mamash technically together because it's the takeaway. It's too salty. You can't eat it otherwise.
Right.
So that's the din of the mission. And the chiddush, like we said, Taisa says, is even if normally the pas here is staying the tofel, nevertheless, you not make a broch on the tofel. You only make a broch on the ikr. In fact, the Gemara, umiyikem mididav emeliach ikr, who pas tveila, is there such a thing that pas should be a tofel? Ever usually it's the opposite way, the other way around. Amar Rav Acha, Breid Rav Yibira, Amar Rav Ashri. The Mishnah is talking about a case, but oichle peiris genoiser shonim. And eating peiris genoiser, Rashi says peiris genoiser is that it's the coming peiris that are coming from next, they grow next to the kinaris. They're very, Rashi is the choshev, they're more choshev from the pas, Many Rishonim learn it's very extremely sweet, those pears Genoiser. And in order to not to have such sweet pears, you have to bring, many Rishonim learn, you have to bring something very salty. Mm. And then in order to not to have it too salty or something, you have to bring the pas. So therefore, in such a case, the pas is tfeila.
He brings down that the kineret is only called kineret because the fruit around it is very sweet.
Sweet. Okay.
Now, like a kinner.
Tosafot learns a little bit different. Kinner, okay. Kinner is melosh and sweet. As a kinner, no, it's beautiful, yeah. Sweet, okay. Tosafot learns so much so that really should make a bar of priyates over here. If the main ikar is the peiros, this is a kasher. I think there Ben Yoyin, that's what brought down there. Ben Yoyin, other Rishonim learned, the main thing is his is the, you're starting out eating the peiros, which are extremely sweet, but because of that, then you have to eat something salty, which is the meliach.
Right.
And then, yeah, what are you saying? And
yeah,
then,
no, Rabbeinu Yonah.
Right, the Ben Yoyin. Yeah.
Says that he's saying, what you're doing is you're satisfying your craving, not satisfying your hunger. So if you're satisfying, it seems to be that they're satisfy your hunger, that's where the pas would be first.
Correct.
That's pas satisfies the hunger.
Right,
that's more of a craving. You're not looking to satisfy your hunger.
Mm-hmm. In other words, that's the answer of Peres Genoiser. In other words, in general, if you're going to eat pas, if you're eating also, I think that's what the Peres can say. If you're also hungry and the pas is there to satisfy you, then you won't have this din of the mission. Of course, you make a brach on the pas. You're eating Peres Genoiser. It means you're eating the sweet, sweet, sweet stuff.
You want the craving
for sweet things. That's what the nakud of Peres Genoiser. So you're not eating here to become full.
Right.
And then because the Peres Genoiser is too sweet, you're eating the meliach, and that requires you to bring the pas. The meliach shouldn't be too salty. It seems like even though the salty should just balance it out. But it seems like then the salty
somehow takes
over.
Clearly you're not eating the pas also.
Correct.
Right.
Some people take salt, very sweet pineapples. That's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. But here it sounds like after you salt it, but it's not the salt is the problem.
Right, it's too much.
It's too bad. So you start out with too sweet, then the salt to take away the too sweet, but now the salt, it seems like you're not balanced yet. Now to take away the salt shouldn't be too salty.
There's obviously a man here that's cooking.
Right.
They don't know what they're doing.
Omer Rav Avachonik, Avazlinu Masrad Rabbi Yochanan, we went after Rabbi Yochanan, Lamechel Peres Genoiser, to eat Peres Genoiser, so Kiavina Bei Meir, when we were 100 Talmidim, Menaktina Lei, we collected L'chol Chad, each one of us picked Asara, 10 fruits, so 100 times 10 is 1,000. V'chiavina Bei Asara, when we were 10 Talmidim, Menaktina Lei, Kol Chad V'chad, Meir, each one took 100. So 10 Talmidim picking 100 is again 1,000. I guess they were trying to always collect. The objective was to get 1,000 fruits. And 100 of these fruits, means 100 of...
One person's carrying.
Oh, one person. So one person of 100 carrying, have a machzik lutzana bar tlos isoy. And you needed a basket that held basically 3 saw. It means it was a lot of fruits. Extreme amount of fruits that they picked over here. For achel hu, and they ate it.
He ate it.
Reb Yochanan ate it. Or Meshtabe, the like Tom Ziyuna. I guess he swore that he didn't really, even after eating the whole 100, it wasn't really.
Yeah,
Ziyuna means he had no food. In fact, the Gemara Ziyuna Salkatai, he had no food. Any type of food, Zakhtar Rashi, is called Ziyuna.
Like
Eima Mizoyna.
Like eating
jello. Right. El Eima Mizoyna. Mizoyna meaning, of course, he had food. He didn't have something that satisfied him.
Yeah.
Dover Hasoyed, Rashi says. Yeah, so brought down, I don't know, we have a lot of these Gemaras that it brings down that the Amirayim, I'm gegessen like Mamish, a truckload. So there's a Gemara mentioned somewhere that you only eat a certain amount. The Gemara mentions these type of things. So I think they say, one of them says that if you're eating when you're full and your stomach estimate because Geshmak, Lotaiva, then it's problematic that a person should do it. But if you're taken not full, I don't know, then someone needs to eat more. What? Balbosa, right? The Bechem was a Balbosa.
No, Termiteshus, they needed more food to survive, no?
Right, yeah. And some Termiteshus, or some, I think the Yavitz that Sobrodan says that when it comes to sweets, you don't say this. Rav Chalabisum, the Gemara in Megillah, I think, says that there's always room for sweets. So sweets is not...
It's not considered.
Eating another, so you're full. Mm-hmm. Eating more steak, more bread when you're full, that could be pasnish. That's what you call a ravson, like someone that's overeating. Mm-hmm. But sweets and dessert, there's always room for it, right? You always, another dessert, another sweets will always go, so that it doesn't, that thing doesn't apply. So this is Peres Genoise with sweet items, so maybe not that doesn't apply. Yeah, Bavu Ochle, Bavu ate these Peres Genoise, these extremely sweet fruits from the Kinneret, Adahava Shorikle, Dudve Ma'apuse. Until he got so, I guess, fat, and no, that his skin, that his skin became so, oiled. Oiled and no machlik, slippery, that a fly couldn't rest on his forehead because it was so the skin was so flat.
Skin was oozing with oil.
Rav Amri Vasi they ate. Rav Amri Vasi ate these pears ganois ad notim zayu till the hair fell out. Pshim belokush have ochel ad morid. Till he basically made the Rashi says, "Died him a treffes." That went crazy. Vamer Rabbi Yochanan, the Bein Masia, the Hamashadol Rabbi Yehuda Nasia, basically sent Baalushay Abasrei to go after Reb Shlokish. When Ma'aser Labeis to bring him to his house, basically he became crazy. He didn't want to go home or something. Right, Vamer was drunk from sugar. He was roaming. He was roaming the streets. So they went after him to get him to bring him back home. Ki also Rav Dimi. There was this one city that Yana Melech had, Bahar HaMelech, Shemitzim Emenu, they took out from the city, Shishim Riboy, Safle Torres, Lekoit Se Te'enim. 600,000 piece plates, bowls of tuna in it, to give to eat for the Koit Se Te'enim, for the workers that were cutting down the Te'enim.
The week.
The what? For the week, correct. Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. Basically, he's trying to bring out that there was one city that basically had so many people that you needed so much of these of tuna to feed the amount of people that are working to cut these te'enim down. There was an extreme amount of people in that city. Saying wonder things. Once we brought down the zachen, this thing from the kotze te'enim, interesting, the kotze te'enim.
I think they're making a point because there was an abundance amount of food in Eretz Israel.
Right.
You know, that people could sustain. How many figs they were picking and
how much food they needed to feed them.
There were a lot of cities on that mountain, and there were a lot of
people living there.
Yeah.
Ki also Rav and Omer Ilan Echad Hoylo Yana Melech.
Right.
Yana Melech had one tree. There was a tree behind Melech. She married him and our boy saw Goizlis, Misholosh Breches. From that tree, there were so many birds on that tree that they were able to bring down so many 40 sort of pigeons, yeah, of
some sort of bird.
Shalosh bechoydish in 1 month.
No, but that means they had
three times. They were took down so much of these goizlis, of these pigeons. There was one city in Etzrael of Gufnis Shema. The name was Gufnis. 80 pairs of brothers kahanim means 160 people. Nesu married l'shmoinim zugis to 80 pairs of achoyas kahanis, of sister kahanis. Obviously, a Yudah chassid, the tzavas of Yudah chassid has two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. But back before there was, at one point they weren't makpid at in the Talmudic one. They weren't makpid of on the tzavas of Yudah chassid. So basically, saying there were so many people in that city. That it happened to be that 160 brothers kahanim ended up marrying 160 sisters of kahanas.
Right.
What is 80 peers?
I guess 160 people.
Right, why is it called
brothers like that? And sisters is a pair.
No,
two
it's
brothers,
not.
Two sisters.
Was it 80 right, brothers or 160 brothers?
It sounds like it was
80 men or 160.
It sounds like 160 men with 160 ladies.
80 pairs.
Right, he's asking why is it brought down in that way? 80 pairs, not just say 160.
I think they're bringing the family aspect in, like you were saying.
In order to have two brothers marrying two sisters and they're both kahanim, you have to have a huge population. That's the
correct.
Point.
That is the point. Yes. Ubotku and Rabon.
Mashal says that the nekuda is to bring out the nekuda that the kahanim only marrying
the kahanas.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but still the answer the peers.
No, I guess
right. That's the nekuda. Right. So to have that punk the kahanim should marry the kahanas. Right. And brothers and brothers sisters.
It's much, but
there's so many people.
It's much that the city was only kahanim.
In such a big city that I only had what would I only have Kahanim?
We have now like this, though. We have an island off the coast of Africa that's it was only Kahanim. So then Shaykh, otherwise it wouldn't be Shaykh.
No, so many people that within it you have.
But you need a lot of Kahanim.
That's true, but if you have a huge city of 10 million people, then you'll have it. But you know, it's basically bringing out there was a lot of people living there in the city of Gofnis. Ubatku Rabbonon, the Rabbonon in Bavel checked Misura from Surah till Nadov, and they didn't find such an instance of a Kohen marrying a Kahanis, of brothers Kahanim marrying brothers, sisters Kahanis. Barbis, except for Benosid Reb Chizda, the daughters of Reb Chizda, they have an Asivan that were married to two brothers, one of them a Rami Bar Chama and one to Mar Ukva Bar Chama. But Afagav, even though the Inhi, the girl, the women were Kahanosa, Inhu, they, the brothers, they have a Kahana, they weren't Kahana. So from Gans, from the whole bubble, they only found two brothers marrying two sisters, and they were only Kahanim, they were Kahanim, the woman, and the men not. And again, bringing out that for such a thing to happen, that so many Kahanim marrying brothers, Kahanim marrying Kahanim's sisters, there had to be such a huge city of, basically bringing out that before the Churban Habayis, there was such a ribui, abundant of amount of people, that after the Churban didn't exist anymore. They all got, many got killed out of the Churban, and you know, the amount of people who say it, an echo, etc. Omerav, kol suda she'en ba melach. A suda doesn't have salt, ain't a suda, is not a suda. What are we trying to be? I mean, normally, again, we brought the salt just to give a taste to the bread, but what is this, any ramification on halacha? I don't know. It's a suda.
It's like
a mizbeach. Right,
okay. Because that's the suda of Hashem.
Right, but we brought that in, that wasn't brought in the Gemara, that thing of al kor kabon chatak melach. I don't think was brought here in Brachas yet in the Gemara.
Some says it means Maliach. If you don't have a dish, that's Maliach.
Ah, dish Maliach.
It's not considered a significant Suda.
Why, in terms of?
I guess it's standard.
Something that, if it doesn't have a Rashi says, Tav Shalach, a wet, means as Ashiyesh B'merach, that has at least in it some kind of a wet soup type of thing, that then it's not a Suda. Or maybe these are schoolers. For the goof, I don't know what's nishka suda.
It's like going to a wedding and they don't have a smorgasbord and they don't have a Viennese table.
Well, it's not what
and
it
they
says
have
here.
No food. No, so you don't have soup.
In the summer, many people don't eat soup. You can tell me my Shabbos suda in the summer is nishka suda. You have all good meats and all good fish, but they don't have the soup. No. It doesn't have soup. Nishka suda, okay? Now I know to tell my wife that she has to make soup every time, which I like soup anyways. Even the hot schmitzy summer, I'll take still a bowl of chicken soup. But many people don't eat soup.
This is just the opinion of Rav Chiya Bar Arba, as we're saying with Rav Yochanan, so that's it.
Yeah, but in what context did he say it?
That doesn't go into it.
A suda without a soup and nishka suda nish, okay? Like they say, al tam v'reich in levi zvakeh. Okay. Check up the mafarsha if they say anything. Okay, zok the Mishnah. If you eat anovim, teinim, or remoinim, you make a bracha, shlolosh brachas. Holds, if you eat from the shivas aminim, you have to bench. The shlolosh brachas always refers to benching, because the first three brachas in Birchas Hamazon, the fourth bracha, teva metiv, is the rabbonon. So we usually refer to this as a three brachas, even though there's four brachas in Birchas Hamazon, but the fourth one is the rabbonon. The first bracha is the rice, so that's how it's referred to as Birchas Hamazon. This is the words of Gamliel, that on Zion Haminim, you make a Birchas Hamazon. You make a bracha achas men sholosh da'al amichyo, that the way we have it, men sholosh. Kiva Omer. Kiva says, afil ocho sholok, you ate cooked vegetables. V'hu mezoyna, but that's your meal. That's what you're filling up on. Mevaruch olav gimel brachus, you make, you bench. Hashoysim mayim litzimoy. You drink water because you're thirsty. Mevaruch shahakal nivetvoy, you make a shahakal. Reb Tarfonim says, boirin nefoshis rabois v'chisoyinam. Pashtus, most Mepharshim learn, I think, that it's talking about the Bracha Rishoyna here. The Reb Tarfon argues that even on the Bracha Rishoyna, you make a Bar Nefoshes, and not a Shehakal.
Would Rabbi Akiva agree that if you have a shake, that's your diet, you would have the bench on it?
A shake?
Yeah.
Because that's any type of food, even a Shehakal.
What did Rabbi Akiva say?
That's your...
If you have vegetables,
even vegetables, we keep it as if you're vegetables. If that's your suda, like we had before, if you convey your suda on the mezoinis or whatever, we had that case.
No.
Well,
next for kimta on our kibbutz. It's not so partial.
Is it something with adama? It's a good question.
A shake is probably not a normal form of a adama.
It wouldn't help you.
What's in there?
That's what I'm talking about.
The Gemara says it's only talking about cabbage.
That's true.
So it wouldn't help
because
you.
Because only right. It seems like he's right. The Gemara later says it's talking about cabbage because cabbage fill really is a type of adama that really fills you up. No, but he's saying maybe this shake, what he's talking about, also has in it mamish, it satisfies, has all kinds of vitamins, everything. It gives you a boost and boom. Today they make all this kind of drinks that it gives you everything that your mezoinus with adama and everything else will give you all together.
Those people are always starving.
I hear that's okay. That's a good point.
Doesn't fill them up.
Okay. We go for the good old bread and flesh. You know? That's opportunity for nothing.
Right.
Okay. I'm with you.
So here it seems like it would be satisfying. It's very interesting.
It never lasts for long, right? A month later, they're over.
Here we were talking about water. That's true. Here we're talking about water. When he drinks it, why wouldn't you say enough, Ashels? Why what would you think that you wouldn't?
He's talking about the Bracha Rishayna.
Bracha Rishayna. Instead of the Shahakal, you make a Bracha
Rishayna. Oh, really? Oh, not afterwards.
There's a whole question, according to Reb Tarfon, if there's Bechal a Bracha Rishayna in the end. Because he never says anywhere, what's it called? If the Bracha Rishayna is for the beginning, then he might not even have a Bracha after water. That's a question on its own. Zog the Gemara, my time in the Neil.
Anyway, Bracha Rishayna could be just a Rishus. Right, okay. That's according to a lot of Rishayna. It's not a
Chiv. Right, okay. My time of the Gamaliel, what's the time of the Gamaliel that holds that for Zayin Aminim you make you bench afterwards? The Ksiv Eretz Chitos Oire is one pasuk. Then the next pasuk says Eretz Shaloyim Miskenes Toicha Balechem. That's the second pasuk. And the third pasuk, these are three consecutive pasukim. It's in the third pasuk, it says V'chalta V'savata V'rechta Hashem Elokecha. So Gamaliel holds this brach, this third pasuk of V'rechta Hashem Elokecha is not just going back on the pasuk prior to that, which says Eretz Hashaloyim Miskenes Toicha Balechem. It's going back on the two psukim before, which is talking about the Zayin Aminim, that Uvechalta V'Savata V'Rechta is going back even on that you have to bench on the Zayin Aminim. Rabbonon, what did Rabbonon hold? Eretz Hifsik Inin. The Eretz Hashaloyim Miskenes Toicha Balechem is a mafsik. So the Vachalta V'Savata is only going back on the pasuk right before, which talks about Lechem, but doesn't go back all the way to the pasuk even before the Lechem, which is the Zayin Aminim, doesn't go all the way back, because the Eretz is Mafsik the Inyan. What's Gamliel do? Gamliel Nami L'Choyer Eretz Hifsik. L'Choyer Eretz was Mafsik the Inyan. And for the Gemara, you need it L'Mutay to exclude Hakos Sachita. In other words, Vachalta V'Savata V'Rechta, you shouldn't think, Itaka goes back all the way back to the Zayin Aminim. But in the Zayin Aminim, you have one of them is Chita. You shouldn't think that on Chita, if you're going to chew a piece of kernel of wheat, they should also bench. On that, you have an Eretz that's Mavsik, that Eretz HaShalim Eskenes Toicha Balechem, that you only, when it comes to the Zayin Aminim of the Chitim, Dafka Lechem, and not to go back on the Chita. But of course, it goes back to the Zayin Aminim, excluding the Chita, that it does go all the way back. But you need the Eretz to be Mavsik, that it shouldn't go back for the Chita part when it's not in the form of Lechem. Amr Rav Yaakov Aridi Amr Bchanina. Kol Shum Chameshus Aminim, whatever is made from the Chameshus Aminim, a tafshul from the Chameshus Aminim, betchila, in its initial bracha, mevarech al ha'bar min mezoinus. So b'soi bracha achas me'en sholosh, you make a bracha ma'achas me'en sholosh. Amr Rabba Bar Mori, Amr Pshum Alevi, Kol Shum Meshuvas Aminim, if it's Meshuvas Aminim, betchila, mevarech ba'pir eitz.
Mr. Rav Yaakov Aridi is in Chaylik. Is the first time we're hearing that you should make a mezoinus as opposed to a moitzi? Why are you not making
a moitzi? No, chameshes aminim, tafshil.
On wheat.
But on tafshil, means talking about a tafshil here. Dr. Rashi, kula min dogon, chitin sarin kusna shabashalom. Not bread, no. Rashi, baruch al-bar mezoinus, I'm also a tafshil. We're a tafshil of the made from the chameshes aminim. It's not bread, it's a tafshil of chameshes aminim, and I think the din is even if it's not a roiv. But once the Chamesh Amina has is there, it's amazing. The tafshul made out that we had it before. So that's the tafshul, so that takes over that you make a boir amina mezoinus. If it has in it from the Chamesh Amina. There's kol shuhu and kol shuyesh boi, there were two, yeah. So if it has in the Chamesh Amina, that takes precedent, that takes over, and you make a boir amina mezoinus, and the main shalosh. If Amar Rabbi Bar Moriam Rav Shimon Levi Kol Shem Shuvas Aminim Betchilam Avarech Bar Pir Eitz Ul Besoyev Brocha Achzman Sholosh Amar Abay Rav Dimi My New Brocha Achzman Sholosh What is this Brocha Men Sholosh Amar Aperi If it eat fruits the Aperi the Eitz Then you make all the Eitz Val Pir Eitz Val Tnuvas Asodav Aretzchem Rechovo Rechovo Shechaltel Aveseinu So the Eitz the beginning is the is coincides with the brach of embenching Hazonas Oilam Kuloi. And then you say, Valeret Chemetoy Vechovah Shechat Laveseinu, that's the Noid L'cho, that's like the second bracha. Lechem Epir Vezmoy Metuvah, and then Rachem Hashem Alekeinu Asur Alamecho is the third bracha. Well, it coincides with the third bracha, Birch Samozen. That's it's called Me'en Sholosh. It's a shortened version of Birch Samozen. Ve'al Yushalayim Yirech Val Migdashech Val Mizuchecho, Ve'tiv Ne'Yushalayim Yikotshech, that's the third bracha of Boi Ne'Yushalayim. Ki Ata Toivu Meitiv, is the fourth bracha, so that's the main sholosh. That ki ata toivu meitiv lakoil. The chamesh is aminim. You say alamicha v'alakakolo. Alt nuvas asoda. B'choisim al oretz v'al hamichyo. Doesn't say v'alakakolo though. The chesim is al oretz v'al hamichyo. It's fragging about michtim emay chosim. What are you choisim with? So here it seems like the Goyin and others that are sure someone shouldn't take out the next line. But Akvam will ki osir evdimi om rav chosim yemeke chesima b'rish chodesh boruch mekadesh yisrael b'rish chodesh. I was trying to bring out a point. Normally you shouldn't be chosim with two things. Mekadesh yisrael. So we're trying just to bring it right. It's not a problem that if you chosim the chesim at my end bracha mentions two different things. Mekadesh yisrael and mekadesh b'rish chodesh. Mekadesh yisrael b'rish chodesh. So to hear, it's not a problem saying ala oretz v'ala mechio, the yichves ala oretz v'ala peris, whatever you're going to say. Even though it's two things, it's not a problem. But it seems like the goyin takes it out, and the main point, it should be going right away. But my chosim, what's the chasima that you make by eitz? If chizda omer ala oretz v'ala peris el. You say v'ala peris el ho. Rabbi Yochanan omer ala oretz v'ala peris. Rabbi Yochanan says, you say ala oretz v'ala peris. So the question is, do you say al peris el ho, or v'ala peris? Amrivam said, "Well, I plead you, they're not arguing. Halon v'holahu. So right now it means like this: Rav Chizda was in Bavel. So Rav Chizda, which was in Bavel, says he's referring to giving shvach vayedot Hakadosh Baruch on the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. So he says v'al perisel on her. Rav Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. So he says v'al peris because he's already in Eretz Yisrael. He's saying v'al peris. Doesn't have to say on
it's Paris.
Her. It's Paris. But fact, Maskil Reb Nachman Yitzchok in the Achli, they eat the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are eating." Vanan mevorchin. We're not even we're in Bavel. We're not eating the Paris Yisrael. We're giving a brach on the Paris on her fruits when we're not eating it. And in Eretz Yisrael, kilo. They're not referring to it. They're just saying Vala Paris.
Yeah, why can't? What's wrong with that?
Because you're saying it's automatic if they're standing in Eretz Yisrael.
No, they're saying a Paris.
Why can't we give the shvach Paris Yisrael if we're not in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
You're not eating them. That's the problem.
Right.
They're eating the Meshubachas, the Gefruits, and they're barely mentioning it by just saying flat Valapayers. And we're talking Valapayers there, and we're not even eating.
Maybe the problem is more how could I make a bracha and I'm not eating?
Okay, that way, not the other way.
Yeah.
Is that the main kasha? That's the main kasha you're saying. The Inu Ach.
Yeah, you should be saying
Peres.
We
shouldn't say Peres Seho in Bavel.
Right.
Okay. He's saying because maybe Va'ala Peris maybe somehow does refer. When you're in the Eretz Yisrael, Va'ala Peris maybe refers.
Yeah.
But for us to refer to Periseho when we're not even eating it, it doesn't make sense. Ala Epech, switch it around. Rav Chizda Omar, Ala Oretz Va'ala Peris. He's referring to Oretz Va'ala Peris. In Bavel, you say Va'ala Peris. Rav Yochanan Omar, Ala Oretz Va'al Periseho. Is there a going on this? I think the going of the Gronik is something do Va'al Periseho, even in, I don't know. Okay. Val Perisel. Okay. Yeah. Omer of Yitzchok by Avdim Mishm Rabbeinu. Yitzchok by Avdim Mishm Rabbeinu. Al Abeya on the egg, Val Mine Kufrin, on Kol Mine Bosser Rashis, on meats, Betchilum Avar Shahako, make a Shahako, or Besoiv, you make a Boire in the Foshes Rabbis. You make a Boire in the Foshes. I just forgot to mention twice before it speaks out, the Gemara wasn't mentioned. That when it comes to wine, you make an egg in it that has its own nosach, ala geffen vapriya geffen. The yain is choshev, so there's a separate chasima. So in the Gemara, it's not the Gemara, it's mentioned ala eitz vapriya eitz,
ala micha vagol, right?
But geffen, yeah, it has its own. Tosis brings shmuz that geffen has its own.
That he has what we do.
Geffner?
No,
a couple of things together, and you mention all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amar bitzik ba'adim shem rabbein, ala bayev ala mina kufru, mitchilu mavar shahakul b'soif b'rin afashis. Make a shahakul b'soif b'rin afashis. Aval yarka, on vegetables, lo, you don't make a brocha achroina. Rabbi Yitzchak comes, Rabbi Yitzchak says, I feel a yarker, if you eat vegetables, you do make a burn of fashis ba'achroina. Aval maya loy, but if you drink water, you don't make a burn of fashis. Rav Papa, my Rav Papa says, I feel a maya, you make a burn of fashis. Mazutru, Ovid Kabitzchak, Mazutru did like a Yitzchak, that he made a bracha only on, it didn't make a bracha on vegetables. We have seen a variashi of it, Kerb Yitzchok, that he, on vegetables he made a bracha chayna, but not on water. V'simonech is chad ketrei v'trei kechad. In other words, Reb Mazuter, which is chad, one name, we don't mention his father's name. He did like Kerb Yitzchok Bravdime, which is trei. We mentioned the father and the son. And Reb Simi Barashi, which is trei, is mentioned him and his father's name. Oh, but he did like Kerb Yitzchok, which is chad. So Amar Ravashi, I know Zimne, I remember the Chimet Karne, I remember that I vid Nekekula, I did like all of them, meaning I did like, I made a bracha and like all of them, even like, in other words, like Rav Papa, even on Mayim, I made a bracha achroina. Tanam, we're looking at the Mishnah, Kol Shetoyin Broin La'achrov, if you need a Kol Shetoyin that needs a bracha la'achrov, Toyin bracha la'fonov. If you need a bracha la'achrov, then of course you need a bracha la'fonov. But V'yesh, there are times that something needs Shetoyin bracha la'fonov, you make a bracha beforehand, but ve'ein toim bracha l'achav, it doesn't need a bracha l'achav. So vishnam Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abdime lafuke yark, it's coming to exclude yark that you don't make a burn of fashas. Rabbi Yitzchak, it's coming to exclude lafuke mai that you don't make a burn of fashas. El Rav Papa lafuke mai, according to Rav Papa that you make a bracha even on water, a bracha burn of fashas. What is this pshat in the Mishnah? What's something that you make a bracha shen but not a bracha chroiner? Lafuke mitzvahs, it's coming to exclude mitzvahs. On birchsa mitzvahs, you make a bracha before the mitzvah on tilas lulav, the kol shofar and whatever the bracha is. But we don't find the bracha chreina by mitzvahs. When you take off yichveis yitfilin or you stop doing right, you don't find the mitzvah. Zok the gemara, the bnei marova for the bnei marova for the people in Eretz Yisrael, the boss of the mesalki tfilayu. When they take off the film, they do make a bracha. Mavarchi they make asher kedushonim and toisus v'tivano lishmer chukov to make a bracha of lishmer chukov. And toisus goes over here. We don't have time to wipe pesdafke in Eretz Yisrael. They make this bracha. Not out of chutz la'aretz. So that's lafuke mai, lafuke. What's the coming to exclude? So they also have a concept of a birchas mitzvahs to have a bracha la'achrov. So what's something that you only make your bracha lafon of, but not la'achrov? Lafuke rechoni. When it comes to birchas areyach, you make the bracha of atzi b'sam, barmina b'sam. All those. That's not enough of a hano, I guess, to make a bracha achroiner. That's what it's coming. That Mishnah is referring to, according at least to the Bnei Marova that have, the Papa or the Bnei Marova that have a bracha la'achrov, even by mitzvahs, you have to say, but some shvei concept, kol shetoyin bracha, usually that's talking about all foods.
Yeah. I wonder why the Gemara doesn't get into why they do and don't, why they're each opinion. They're not getting into, they're just telling
why
what
they
do.
Why the Bnei
Marova? Like, right. Vegetables, why are you saying, like, they're not getting into...
Into the why's, yeah, well, I guess it would be never end. I mean, we'll go off tangent, which happens anyways many times, but... Yeah.
They're just saying what they're
doing.
That's, that's what we have toises for.
Yeah.
Okay. They hold Lila Lazman, Twila and the Chukah, yeah, Zok the Gemara.
Yeah.
Omer Ibyane. Omar Rav, who's the Omar Viana, Omar
Rav.
Kol shu kebeya. Any other food that's the size of a kebeya, beitz a tovim meno. If an egg itself is more beneficial for the
after
person.
After Rabbi.
Omar Rabbi. Kol shu kebeya, beitz a tovim meno. If you have a food that's the size of a kebeya, the size of a beya, then it's worthwhile already eating the egg itself.
You talk about the shield. If the shear of that food is a bay, then bay is better.
Right, but we're talking about what's beneficial to eat over here. What's better for a person? What's more
nutritious,
healthier? Correct. He also Rovin. When Rovin came, he said, "Tova, it's better. Be asim megogulta, a egg that's roasted a little bit, like a soft. I think it means like as a soft type of an egg. Mishita kaiser salt from six." So six lugim of soilus of flour. In other words, also the mile of an egg. Ki asir of dimi omar tova biyasa megugulta a beya megugulta again means
roasted.
A roasted. I guess this one means over here fully roasted. Yeah. No. Tova biyasa megugulta meshita. No, he's saying the same thing we said before, mm-hmm. that a softer type of egg is better than shita six. I'm looking of soilus. Matvisa, if it's totally, Rashi says, tsluya kosher, if it's very roasted, means hard roasted, me'arba, then it's better than four. Mufusholta, if it's fully cooked, like a real, in water, means a very hard boiled egg, then Kolshu kebeya, if it's a kebeya, beitza toiva hemena, meaning any other food, what do you mean, mishvasholta, kolshu kebeya.
If it's mishvasholta properly, then.
Fully cooked.
Right. Then the egg is not that great.
But then beitza toiva hemena, levarme bisr, means any other food that's the size of a kebeya, the beya is still better than it. It means it's downgraded, it's not roasted, or it's not a soft boil, it's not in the soft form, it's not as good, but it's still good. Like any other food that's levar mevisser was except for basar, for meat.
So it sounds like you should eat them raw.
Right, soft boiled leg is the way to go, or this kind of roasted way. I don't know how they roasted on the grill. It's called roast. I don't know how you roast an egg.
No, it says that it was cooked enough that it would spin.
Right. I mean, this is right. Soft boiled. And b'kivu ema fil achas sholok, cooked vegetables you make a birchas hamazon. In fact, the Gemara, me, a committee, that a shalak mezoinis, this is a concept, a person should make mezoinis,
a whole meal
out of vegetables, cooked vegetables. And Rashi, the kelach shal kurshon, a stalk of a cabbage. Cabbage is something the Gemara says later, is mezoin, is really satisfying, it fills a person up. So that's what we're referring to. Tonu rabbono, tchoil, the spleen, I think, tchoil is the spleen from Chulun. Tchoil, the spleen, yofel shenayim, is also good, is all. What's good for the body, what's not. Choyl yofel shenayim is good for the teeth. The koshel of nemayim, it's not good for the intestine, for the bowels, whatever. Creation, what's creation? That's beets.
Leak.
What? Leak. Karsi. But here it means karsi is leaks. No, karsi is something like. Well, you told me karsi last time is beets. Okay,
no,
creation is koshel shenayim is not the karsi. The leak is koshel shenayim, not good for the teeth. The yofel of nemayim, it's good for the intestines. It's called yerik chai. If it's raw vegetables, moirik. It actually takes away your toy upon them, I guess. It makes you want to. It takes away pale. It makes you white in the face. It's not good for you. We call cotton. Any item that you eat that's very small. It's not fully grown. Makten. It makes it your limbs are going to be smaller. Or at least, some learn makten means it makes you schwach. It makes you weaker. We call nefesh. If you eat something that has it's full form, like a whole fish. Rashi says, the Dovachai Hanechel Sholem, a dogim ketanim that's fully grown, is Meshuv is a nefesh. So eating a nefesh means the whole thing, Meshuv is a nefesh, is Meshuv the nefesh. Bechol korv le nefesh, eating a piece of meat that's close to the nefesh, means it's close to, Rashi says, you eat from a behemah, but mokim chiz shalom, the mokim where the chiz of the behemah comes from, the Gemara later is going to say it's the neck area. Then it's meishiv v'san nefesh. Also meishiv v'san nefesh. How does he teach meishiv nefesh? What is it?
The soul,
not the guf.
Revitalizes
the soul, and it's good for you. Kruv is lamazon. Cabbage is for mazon. V'tardin is lerfu. What's tardin again? If you from last time, beets. V'tardin is good for lerfu. And oiloi labayis. Woe is to someone's stomach. Shahalefis averis misoich. Lefis, you told me last time, is turnip, right? That eating turnip is not good for the stomach. Omamar. So we're going to go through one by one. Tchoil yofel shenayim v'koshel bnei me'ayim. Tchoil, the spleen is good for the shenayim v'koshel bnei me'ayim. So my tekante, what's the etzer? Nila say, chew it v'nishadeh and throw it out. Because it's good for the teeth, but then don't swallow because it's not good for the stomach. Creation is not good for the teeth. Koshel l'shenayim. The yofel l'shenayim is good for the intestines. My tekante, if you want to gain the mile of it. Shlakunik. Cook it, and then vanavlina. Cook it really well, and then you swallow it, so it's not a problem for the shinayim. Kol yerik chai, raw vegetable, moirik. So what do you do? Rabbi Yitzchok says, it's only besudra rishoyna on the first meal, shal achar hakoza, after you give blood, you let blood, that's when it's a problem, but normally it's not a problem. Rabbi Yitzchok said further, kol oichel yerik, if you eat yerik, vegetables, koidim aboshois, before 4 hours in the day, also l'saper menu, it's an issa to talk to the guy, my time m'shem recha. I think it means that
the person smelling it
feels bad that he didn't eat yet and that guy ate. Not because of bad smell. You're not allowed to talk to the person that ate because he hadn't eaten yet and he's smelling the, I guess it sounds like a good flavor of someone that ate already. Vam rabbi yitzchok, osel odin shiochel yerik chai, raw vegetable, koidim aboshois, except then, he said, all three were Yasvi, they were sitting together. Isaac and I brought in front of them Yerik Chai, raw vegetable, Koidim Abishois. They told Mazutur, my diet that you're not eating it. Amr Bitzchik, is it because Bitzchik said, Kaloichel Yerik, Koidim Abishois, also the Saper menu, you're not a talk to Mishmrecha? But Ananda Kachlina, we both ate it. Because Mishnoim Badon, you're talking to us. Amalhu, he told him, I'm not kidder the Rabbi Yitzchak, severely. I hold like the other Rabbi Yitzchak. The other Rabbi Yitzchak also the Adam Shirchel Yerik Chai Kredem Abishois. But I don't hold, Rashi says, the part of Rabbi Yitzchak that holds that you're not allowed to talk with the person. Kol Kotten Makten, Amr Rav Chizda, I feel like Gadi Barzuzi, even a Gedi that's worth a Barzuzi means it's a Choshev item, it's a good thing.
Fat.
But very fat. And nevertheless, since it's not fully grown, it didn't grow Kol Tzorkoim, it's Makten, it's not good. V'loyamon El Lesbe River, it wasn't Nisgadol Kol Tzorkoim a quarter. Aval Isbe River has at least a quarter of its potential that it could become, then Les Lombo, it's not a problem. Kol Nefesh, if you eat a whole fish that has a Nefesh, it's Meshev is a Nefesh. Papa, I feel like Gildoni the Begili, even these small, tiny fish that you see in the brooks, these little fish, but since it's whole, it's a full fish, and it's a nefesh, it's meshev, it's a nefesh. Kol ha-korvel nefesh, meshev, it's a nefesh. Okay, right. Otherwise, you have a problem with makten. If it be a fish that's known as gadol called tzarkoi, it would be a problem. We're talking about even these such fully tiny fish, but since it's fully grown, it's meshev, it's a nefesh. It's referring to Rashi says it means the tzava, the neck. Rava told the shamish, when you bring me a piece of meat, you go into the shuk to find the meat. Torach, please bother, make sure you bring me back from the mehecha, from the piece of meat that's the mekarev lebe bruch, that's close to the place where you make a bruch, it means on the shechita. Give me neck meat. She bring me the neck. Kruv lamazin, kruv is good lamazin. The tardin and the beets is lerfu. In fact, the more kruv lamazin in for lerfu. Loi v'tani shishu dvar merap mesecholah 16 merap mesecholah mechali v'refuus on lerfu and it's also lerfu. So you see kruv and one v'elohein, which is the kruv tardin meisisin dvash kivo v'heres v'yiseres hakovet. So kruv is one of the six that is good for refuah. So you're telling me it's lamazin, it's also good for refuah. It means it's not just for refuah, it's also lamazin. That you eat turnip, it's not good for the stomach. Rav told his shamish, when you see the turnip in the street, don't tell me, don't tell me you're not going to have anything to eat your bread with. In other words, it is good to eat with the bread. It's only a problem if you don't eat it with meat. Rav Omar mebli yayin. If it's a problem, only if you don't have wine afterwards. Itmar Rav Omar mebli basar. It's only a problem if you don't have basar. Shmuel Omar mebli etzim if you don't cook it. So if you cook it, also not a problem. Rabbi Yochanan Omar mebli yayin. So there's three ways how to get rid of this problem that the turnip shouldn't be a problem from the stomach. I'm like Rav Omar Papa Sudoni. Those Sudonin Rashi says that if you the ones beer. That are beer makers,
beer brewers.
So. Anan, so he told the beer brewers that Anan, we tavin le bebisr, we eat basr with basr, it's not a problem. And bechamen with wine. So Aten, but you guys that have so much abundance of beer, so you're not drinking so much wine, how are you going to take care of the problem to minimize this turnip? It shouldn't be problematic for the stomach. So he told him, Aten, you don't have enough chamer, but my tavrislu, how are you breaking this turnip from its from damaging? Amalei betzivin. Means with the tzivi means to cook it. Ki had the visi the Rav Papa, the daughter of Rav Papa, bossed the
bash. Means pieces of wood.
Piece of wood. Cut piece of wood. In other words, you're going to cook it. Ki had the visi the Rav Papa, bossed the bash. After she cooked it once, tavrila betamen ufei persisa. She made 80 pieces of wood. I mean to cook it again to make the mamish fully cooked, not to have the problem. Toner rabbonon, dog cotton meliach. A fish. Do you tell me when to stop? What? Another 30 seconds. The duck cut meliach is a small salty fish. Pomim shumemis, a salty fish. Sometimes it's a killer. B'shiva on the 7th day after it's salted. B'shiva also the 17th day after it's salted. B'esim b'shiva. B'amla some say b'esim b'shloisho on the 23rd day after it's salted. Lemeron ele b'matve when it's v'loy matve, meaning it's not fully cooked. But matve if it's really fully cooked, sharper less lambo. Or the loy matve shaper is also good loy more, and that it's a problem. Ela de shosse basri shuchid, you don't drink beer afterwards. Ava shosse machta guta lechaim afterwards, less lambo. I think the shuchid takes care of all the problems usually. Kashoyse maim letzemoy, if someone drinks maim letzemoy, when you're thirsty, lafuke maim, what's the common to exclude? Lafuke laman de chokmese umtze. If you're drinking water because you want to get something else stuck in your throat, then you don't make a shahako. The shahala is if you just dafke letzemoy, or thing.
Medicine.
Yeah, if you drink for medicine. But Pasha, the Mishnah says, if you're drinking water, even if you're not so thirsty, but it wets your throat, usually you're a little bit thirsty, so vada, you make a bracha. Says you make a burn of fashis on the bracha rishona when you drink water. What was it going on? On wayim, on water. What's the halacha regarding to water? So machlok is in the mission. You make a shahakel or a burn of fashis at its initial bracha. What's the lemaitze? Go look outside what the oilam, what the world is doing. You know, we get the halacha lemaitze from seeing what the minig oilam is, which is a shahakel.
And a bracha chenis.